I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time now for our conversation with Jonathan Jones, defensive back of the New England Patriots. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. On the line right now, Mr. Jonathan Jones. Jonathan, how are we feeling today?
How's it going? Not a good day after a loss, but we kind of got in today and regrouped.
Okay, well, as far as defensive performances go, I think a lot of people sort of remember that first drive and remember the last drive. 20 points to a team in an overtime game where the offense had three turnovers. I mean, does any of that sort of matter in assessing your guys' day on defense?
Kind of, but not really. I mean, at the end of the day, the only goal is to win. And so when you can say that, you know, besides two drives, call it, you know, where we gave up points, we did well. But, you know, those two drives ends up being the reason, you know, we didn't win. So it's just one of those things where you never know when the plays are going to come up that matter in the game of football.
I know we always talk about offenses scripting their first series of plays, whatever. And that first drive obviously was not the best defense you guys have played. Do you guys go in with a sort of specific script of how you expect that first drive to go and sort of what happened on that drive? Why did it go so sideways and look so bad early on?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we go to the extent of scripting as far as offense does, you know, call it 10, 15 plays. But, yep. You know, there's some early calls that we like to get ran that, you know, the DC will tell us, you know, hey, I'm looking to call this and these are some things I want to get done. But on the first drive, I mean, we got them to a 3rd and 13, and you know, those situations like that where you have to get off the field, that gives the offense momentum, gives them a chance to keep going, you know, in their scripted plays, and just not being able to get off the field when we had an opportunity.
I couldn't tell just from watching, so forgive my ignorance, but were you moving around again yesterday? Did they have you sort of roaming on the defensive side like you did 2 weeks ago when you were at safety and nickel corner and everything? Was that part of the game plan this week too?
I ended up having to play a little safety with Duggar not being there, and so that was just something, like I said, part of the plan going into the game.
Who are some of the tougher matchups that you've seen this year? Because clearly, you know, a guy like Ridley, who was a big free agent, you had to go against Wilson and Adams and some of those guys in the previous weeks, you know, Christian Kirk, all these guys. How would you characterize the wide receiver play in the NFL this year?
Oh, I feel like there's a lot of good guys out there. There's a lot of teams with multiple guys. For the most part, most people talk about the number one guy, but the game's usually won between two and three, those other guys, tight ends. It's just a lot of good matchups out there this year.
What were your thoughts on the final play from the offense in regulation to push it to overtime? How excited were you to watch from the sidelines to see a play that lasted almost 12 seconds? And did you sympathize with a defense that was trying to cover in the red zone for 12 seconds?
Man, we were cheering those guys on. Just the resilience they showed on that drive to, you know, make plays, you know, back against the wall. Drake finding a way to scramble around, guys staying open, moving around, offensive line, you know, not going downfield, the little things, not getting the holding penalty. So much that goes into a play like that, and just for those guys to go out and execute. But from a defensive standpoint, I definitely wouldn't want to be on the other side of that.
Do you guys feel like you have to cover for a long time out there? I mean, it seems like up front there's not as much pressure getting put on some of these quarterbacks. I know they sacked Rudolph once yesterday. Trevor Lawrence, I know, had a pretty easy day. Do you feel like you have to overcompensate for that sometimes?
No, I think a lot of time that comes down to the whole team aspect. You know, we got to get starting fast to make teams have to get into drop back situations, make them abandon the run, you know, so we can pin our ears back and get after the quarterback. You know, when teams are able to feel like they can continue to run the ball, not feel pressure, not be down, you know, by two scores in the first quarter or so, you just make it easier for the team. And so our job, we just have to get out, put pressure on teams, you know, make them have to come back, drop back, make the quarterback feels like he has to make, you know, incredible throws to give us an opportunity and give the D-line an opportunity to get pass rush.
As viewers, I think we often get frustrated when we see games with 20-plus penalties between two teams, whether it's, you know, the Patriots or just a national TV game. As a player, Do you feel like you know how the games are officiated? Do you feel like you go into games with a good awareness of what that crew will do and what some of the challenges might be in avoiding penalties?
Yeah, coach does a good job of giving us a heads up of, you know, what crews like to call and what, you know, what they're high on calling throughout this season. And so the biggest thing is just seeing how they call in the game. You know, after the first quarter, first, you know, couple of drives, you can see if they're making, you know, tic-tac calls, you know, small calls that you're saying, hey, you know, most referees would let us get away with that. And then you have to do a good job of adjusting. And so that's kind of on our part as players, is to see how the game's being officiated and adjust to it.
We're talking with Jonathan Jones here, defensive back, New England Patriots. Jonathan, how engaged is Coach Mayo with the defense on the sideline? It seemed like he was talking to you guys a lot more this week, at least by what the cameras picked up.
Yeah, I mean, he's always engaged. I think he does a good job of getting, you know, guys up when they need to be up, versus offense and defense, and that's something that he's harped on, you know, whether it's the offense cheering on the defense cheering on the offense, just getting excitement, getting the corrections, and just staying into the game, you know, being ready for every situation. He's done a good job of that.
Jonathan, I know the wins are not coming as you would like or anybody on this team would like, but it seems like we're seeing a team that is fighting to the finish, is staying engaged. Just wondering what you see in that locker room in terms of energy and effort and attitude and some of the things that you can control.
Yeah, it's, you know, surprisingly, I would say, especially in the NFL, this is a closed locker room still. You know, the guys are still hanging in there. We realize that the games that we're losing, you know, we're having an opportunity to win them. And that just comes with, you know, us as a team finding ways to win. You know, in this league, wins are hard to come by. And that's just building a culture of winning, going into games expecting to win, and not sticking our toe in the water. And so guys are definitely still bought in, and it's good to see that, you know, when we go out to practice, guys are still practicing hard, and it's just still good energy in the locker room.
Jonathan, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend in Chicago.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's Jonathan Jones joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.